This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
friends. This is a music show, episode number 60. Thank you for joining me this week. I am your host, and it is the fourth or fifth week of the No Dig, No Thrifting edition of This Is a Music Show. Everything is pulled from the archive, and it looks like everything this week is off of the CD side of my collection. And starting us off this week was a song by Tortoise, a song called Seneca, the opening song to their Standards record that came out in the year 2000. Lots of 2000 stuff for this week's show. And if you caught the announcement on Twitter, this week's show is being broadcast in Comb Stereo. So this is something that's being developed by Dazman, who's already a big help to this show, and Rosanna from Radio Northern Europe International. So through their magical VST plugin, you should be able to decode a stereo version of this show in almost real time. I hope some of you were able to see the link I put out on Twitter and also in Reddit. And if you'd like to prepare for next week's show, head over to rnei.org/stereo to read up on this and find all the software you'll need to decode this stuff. And so since it's a stereo show, that first song, the Tortoise song, should be a good test for stereo. And here's an even better test for stereo with Stereolab. Oh, a nice chill song. Some more oldies from the aughts. So that was a group called American Analog Set, I think from Texas. And that was their cover of Codeine's Junior. And I've played the original by Codeine a bunch of shows back last year, I guess. But I really like that cover. It's very cool. And before that, from Japan, a group called Supercar, who I've also played before. And that song was called White Surf Style 5. And that's the single version, which differs from the version on their Greatest Hits collection. I wanted to play this song before from that Greatest Hits collection, but I realized it's a different version. So yeah, I recently rediscovered the single version that had fallen behind a cabinet, and I found it. So yeah, I wanted to play it. Hope you enjoyed it. And I started off the set there with a good test for Comb Stereo. That was Stereolab with Cosmic County Noir from their 2003 LP Margarine Eclipse. And that's the record with the very hard panned instruments on the very left or the very right channel. So not the fairest test for the Comb Stereo VST plugin, as it doesn't do 100% true stereo, but let's see how it reacts to that anyways. So again, this show is being broadcast in Comb Stereo. Please read up on it on rnei.org/stereo. RNEI stands for Radio Northern Europe International. And I should mention that that show from Rosanna is broadcast on channel 292 out of Germany on 6070 kilohertz. And it features a half hour of Northern European music. And on the second half hour is a 30 minute express version of This Is a Music Show. So please check it out. Go to channel 292.de or rnei.org to check the schedule. All right, let's change gears a little bit. Here's some hip-hop, and pay attention in the second verse. There's lots of rock and roll references. See if you can catch them all.
Lessons, the sea by the mothers of invention, who also built a stairway to heaven is a blessing, only to be stolen by a thief, the Judas Priest, who unleashes devil magic. My mental fabric, too thick for many gravity, who imitates Jimmy Hendrix in every facet. Semi-automatic, red heavy metal jackets, killed with mathematics, and filled in black static.
Let's get it on!
30th anniversary for that record. That was Public Enemy with Brothers Gonna Work It Out from the Fear of a Black Planet LP, which came out on April 10th, 1990. Wow. There's a real oldie for you right there. And before that was Edan, E-D-A-N, featuring Daga with a song called Rock and Roll. And as I mentioned, there are lots of rock and roll bands mentioned in the second part of the song. I hope you're able to catch some of those. If you were, send me your list. And that came out on a 2005 LP called Beauty and the Beat. Yeah, really great record. Okay, I'll have some data for you soon. I'll actually have a couple more songs for you. Here's a song going back to 78 from Steve Hillage. We'll be right back. right. That song was called The Glorious Ohm Riff, an instrumental song from Steve Hillage from his 1978 LP called Green. Pretty cool track. Lots of interesting time changes on there. All right, I'll take care of some shout-outs now. I have one more song after shout-outs and then some data, so prepare yourselves. I'll start with Reddit this week. Hello to King Ridiculous in Maryland, Irk71, TechRip69 in Michigan, Steven in Denver, Hobbified, who caught the show on his radio, but it was kind of staticky, so Hobbified went over and listened to the SoundCloud recording, which I post a day or two after the broadcast. And that's courtesy, again, of Dazman, who records and processes the show in stereo. But I think this week's show will be using the Comb Stereo plugin. All right, Dale, also hello to Reservoir Dog and also Critton Deniv. And Beagle in the Snow. I hope you're able to catch the show tonight. All right, going over to Twitter. We got lots of decodes posted over on Twitter. Hello to Mitch in Buckeye, Arizona. Thank you also for posting the waterfall images there, Mitch. Also, a waterfall video posted by Strange Beacons. Thank you very much. WRMNA.info from Northwest Oregon checking in. Donnie K5BKR in West Texas posting his best, clearest decode yet. Very nice work, Donnie. Bobby in Louisiana. Nick N6LPO in New Hampshire. Dana K6JQ in California. Matt W0MDK in Colorado. Hello, Matt. Zapdo 9000. Brian in Dayton, Ohio, using an RTL SDR. That's a great radio if you want to get your feet wet with SDRs. It's about 30, 40 bucks, I guess, these days for that one with the aluminum case. Hello to Zach in Alabama, who managed to record both shows on 7780 and 5850. Thank you very much, Zach. Kevin 3IO in the Bay Area of California, and he's a fan of Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. Good to hear. And also Jolly Roger in Germany posting his analysis. And he also pointed out that there was a glitch in the ASCII art text from last week. And that is true. I did check my studio recording, and I guess my computer was chugging a bit. Sorry about that. All right, a few more shout-outs on Twitter. Hello to Chuck in St. Louis. Tim Gaynor, who handles the broadcast on Unique Radio in Australia, and that's Fridays at 1000 UTC, again, out of Australia, on 5045 kilohertz USB. Hello to Weeds Up to Me Knees in the UK. F4ECA Fred in France. Lambda Prague. Kawasaki AA Hachiyoni, JR's China blog, Sean from Utah, listening in to the show on his Grundig G8 through just the whip antenna. Very nice. Scott KI7LBE, who's also a fan of my MFSK beatboxing. Good to hear. Thank you very much. Also, hello to Psykoff and Brian W8LN, who caught the show on 7780 kilohertz on his C-Crane CC Skywave. I got a few decodes and reception reports by email. Hello to Fred in Virginia, Steve in Georgia, and also Richard in Alberta. Good to hear from you. And finally, over on the hfzone.org website, and also links to a Discord chat group. Hello to Frigid, MP30, Master Player 30, I should say, Alex Rules 11, Mr. Zoe, and of course, Dazman. And yeah, if you go to hfzone.org, you should find a link for a Discord chat group. Lots of shortwave listeners hanging out there, and I usually pop in to say hi. All right, if you'd like to get in touch, my email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. And I'm also on Twitter. This is a music show with no W on the end. It would be great to hear from you. Please let me know what frequency you're listening to and where you're listening from and what kind of radio you got and if you had any favorite songs. It's always great to hear. All right, so I have one more song before data, and it is a synthesizer and piano track by synthesizer legend Suzanne Ciani. Synthesizer legend Suzanne Ciani from her LP called Seven Waves that originally came out in 1982, and I played it off of a reissue that came out in 2012 with a whole bunch of extra tracks. It's also coupled with Voices of Packaged Souls, which was quite a rare recording of hers that originally came out in 1970. I had the opportunity to see Suzanne Ciani perform a couple times in Toronto last year, the year before, and it was pretty great stuff and quadraphonic sound. If you have a chance to see her perform, I highly recommend it. What am I saying, though? No one can see anything these days. After the quarantine, I hope you can see her play. All right, here's some data for you. MFSK 64 text and image.
Thank you.
right. That was your digital text and image for this week. I would love to see your results. As always, you can reach me on email at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. And if you do Twitter, I am over there at thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. It's a bit too long. One more time with the email address, thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. Please send your results along, and even if you didn't decode that stuff, it would be great to hear from you. Send along your reception report. Let me know where you're listening from, which broadcast you've tuned into, what kind of radio you've got, and if you had any favorite songs. Yeah, I'd like to really like to hear from new listeners or people who haven't reached out before. I need to put some more pins in my listener map. All right, and just before my last song here, another big shout out and thank you to Dazman and Rosanna from Radio Northern Europe International for collaborating on the Comb Stereo edition of this week's show. And once again, if you'd like to read up on that a bit more, head over to RNEI, that's Radio Northern Europe International, rnei.org/stereo. So you can read up on what they've put together, and you can also download all the software you need to decode it. And I think even if you've recorded the show, you should be able to go back and decode it using these plugins. So please do check it out. And also, I hope everyone is staying safe and staying sane mentally. I know it's been a long time for a lot of us cooped up at home. I hope you're keeping yourselves busy and productive as much as possible, considering the circumstances. And take care of yourselves and friends and family, and try to talk with people on the phone or video chat. I found myself that's been pretty helpful in keeping things positive. Alrighty. Take care, everyone. Okay, this last song, I'm a day or two late, depending on where you're listening from. This is a song from Aphex Twin, and it's from his 2001 LP called Drux. And some of you might know this song. It's called Avril 14. That's April 14. Hope you enjoy it. All right, this was a music show, episode number 60. I am your host. Thank you very much for listening this week, and I hope you'll be back next week. See ya.